Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, January 14th, 2020. Was that a sigh of relief or a sigh of anguish?
A sigh of we're going forward. We're in 2020.
Hey, it's a good year.
That's right.
That's all I'll start off this thing. It's a good year. So,
that's right.
Hosting along with myself tonight. Should we change it up? A man on a mission?
I'm still on that same mission. Don't worry.
You have a lot of many different missions.
Oh, yes. Hey, I...
Gary White. Thank you.
How you guys doing? Right. How you doing, Mike?
All right.
Matt.
Of course, we don't want to...
Anyway, we'll get back to Matt. I can't figure out this. I see the picture here.
Okay.
Matt's little.
Oh.
I'm big. And you're little. I'm the one with the face for radio, not...
Well, you know what?
The show... The
I haven't seen it, but that sounds good to me. Sounds like you're the...
No.
We're talking to you. You're the center of attention here.
I don't need to be the center of attention. I refuse to fit in.
Well, you know what?
I'm like closer to you. I can't turn it up.
I won't disagree with you there.
That's right. I refuse to fit in.
I'm hiding down in the corner.
There you go.
Yes,
Matt Esposito.
I see that.
Matt Esposito, he made himself tiny, I guess, huh?
little
speck on our radar.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where I don't even see him
on the list. I know, but
all right.
As I've always said since the beginning of this show, actually, you know, in 3 days, we're counting in 3 days.
Oh man, 1, 2, 3. Okay,
going into our ninth year.
Ah, man.
And I have said since the beginning, I have a face for radio, not TV or camera, and I'm the biggest one in here. What the hell's wrong with this program?
Happy 9 years. That's what you get. And keep in mind, you know, that...
Nothing about the gray hair or the headache. I just get to be on the camera.
Gary's like one of those... I don't know what you want to call it. The cough you can't get rid of. You're a guest. Keep in mind, we started in November.
There we go.
We're
just going to do Gary's hands.
There we go. I'm hiding behind Cindy's hear clear and the reliable
better.
Did
that move or something or that? Well,
no, he did.
So it's just Gary's hands.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that the origins of the show started in November of the previous year before that, realistically. And, you know, there's an interesting story. And I'll have to post the old – I do have some archives of some of those. I think I still have some of the first shows. One of our first – a few sets, but one of our first guests was Gary and JJ, and I actually didn't know you.
Nope.
I mean, we've seen each other, I'm sure, and never said a good or bad thing about each other that I know of. But
hey, watch that Tupperware salesman might know.
Well, it's empty. It's empty.
Okay, all right. The Tupperware salesman might be mad if you knock that over.
It's empty, so I don't think you'd be that mad. Now this one,
that's for you.
This is for Pat. Speaking of that,
good. I'm glad to see Pat can eat it.
Pat can eat that. So yes. Pat Petrie, our guest tonight, unfortunately he couldn't make it. So hope you're feeling better. Anyways, getting back to the story. You're one of the first guests, you and JJ, and we appreciate that. And it was a really good show. And I haven't left yet. We hadn't left yet, you know, and continued on. And we did a lot of stuff in that early years. We did some AM radio along with it, some more, continuously, which makes us obviously the longest running motorsports broadcast in Las Vegas. So And we've been going continuous since November of that year.
Prior
10 years ago,
yeah.
Actually. So.
Yep.
I can't believe it's been that long. So it's been 9 years, but 9 years
yeah.
and a couple months, or whatever
yeah.
you want to call it. So,
but I am starting my ninth year, and
yes.
you're into your
and,
tenth year
well,
already.
I guess
but
you can call it that.
Yeah.
But 9 years,
and I haven't
months.
Left yet.
You know what? And that's you know what? And that's the
I used
dedication.
To think the gray hair was from JJ. I don't know if it's from JJ.
Hey, the good news is you start to get brown hair now. See. Looking good. Now, of course, JJ, had previous experience with a show back in the day.
Yeah. A Day at the Track.
Day at the Track,
yeah.
right.
And
yeah.
that was on the
AM.
Same radio we used to be on
Correct.
For a while.
And they actually, didn't he have a picture from that show? It was like a sponsor, hey, thank you for sponsoring
yeah.
this type
yeah.
thing or
and
something. And
that's back... Way back when it was in a house
yeah.
by the Stratosphere.
Right, right,
then,
correct.
Yep, and then they moved up to the...
To that yeah. other studio. They moved a couple times, but that was one of the studios they ended up in. And that was fun, and that was something like me and Mikey, started off doing. And then thanks to you guys, helped us continue on and Mike went on to do other things, but
JJ went on to do other things.
And just me and you left still.
That's right.
And on the days that I probably should make it, but tried not to make it, Gary gives a little push to say, "Man, get your butt in here."
I ain't doing this by myself.
And vice versa, yeah. Hopefully, the gray hairs I do give you. Don't
oh.
keep you from coming in.
And back in the day, Cindy Clark said, I was on every show Thursday with JJ and George Anthill.
Oh, cool.
And as a lot of people know, JJ's nickname on that show was Lugnut.
Yep. For good reasons, by the way.
And
no.
back then, they used to have... one of the guys that I helped was Lance Megan was always on that show
on
as
show.
Well. Yeah,
no, that's cool. So you had experience at the time. Did you go in?
No,
you stayed far away.
I pushed him away so I could work on the car and get
oh,
it done.
So while you were working on the car, he was uh-huh. having fun hanging out at the show.
Yeah, with Cindy Clark.
With Cindy and all them. So,
and
thanks Cindy for being here with us today as
yes.
you were. At some
Way
point back,
back
then. We don't get you every Tuesday, but if you want to, you have to talk to Gary about that one.
That's right.
But so interesting, story behind it. If we can't have Cindy, I guess we'll just stick with Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm good for some things, I guess.
But and so that going back to the past there, it was we had a interesting start and thanks for joining us when you did, and we've still continue to have a lot of great guests. And again, you can go to the archives as far back as I have posted, but I'll have to, and I keep saying it, but I haven't done it yet, but I'll have to put some other, I do have shows that go back way, even further, till closer to the beginnings, if not all the way to the beginnings. So, but interesting shows.
Oh yeah.
So
some interesting.
And of course we haven't changed, we stick to a format that we're here for you guys as local racers. We have had a lot of great opportunities and still do for a lot of bigger names. But we feel like you guys are the big names,
yep.
The local guys, you guys are why we're here. But if we have to once in a while, maybe this year we'll throw in, some different people in the mix. Obviously this is On Wheels Now, which we're like to talk more about all different type of racing, whether it's
from here to Canada.
There you go.
It don't matter.
All around the world. From here
That's
to
right.
New Zealand.
That's right.
And, whether it's, drag racing, go-kart racing, skid plate racing.
Lawnmower racing, it don't matter.
Lawnmower racing, skateboarding.
If it's got wheels, we'll have it.
Yeah, we want to talk about it.
That's right. Because
there's a lot of stuff we don't know that we like to hear about.
Now, we can't talk much about snowmobiles. They don't have wheels.
Oh, man, but we... But the person that's connected to it has wheels experience, so that's how we get to that. So,
that's right.
Yeah, good point. They do have stuff that goes in circles to push the, I don't know what they call those, the tractor.
They're not a wheel, though.
I know.
Are they, Matt?
Is a steering wheel?
Matt, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Is there a steering wheel? See?
No steering wheel. They're handlebars.
Ah, dang it. See? Not even a steering wheel.
Hey. I've never owned a...
So we're changed the name to have engines now?
Yeah. Well, then we got to roll out the bicycles and skateboards.
That's right.
I guess some bicycles have engines.
Yeah,
and
some
skateboards.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know.
That's all right.
We'll talk about anything.
As you said. We'll talk about any race.
Ask Thane. We'll talk about anything.
That's right.
About his dogs.
That's right. No, his horses.
His horses. He's got two dogs that... are bigger than both of us.
That's right.
They're Great Danes, huh?
Yeah.
They're lap dogs.
Yeah.
Last time I've seen them.
Yeah. They take up the whole couch. So you have to sit on the floor.
Right. Oh, man. Anyways. So interesting, you know.
TJ Miller. Thank you. They have tracks.
Tracks. Oh,
those
are tracks.
That's what they're called.
Thanks, TJ.
Yes. Thanks for ruining the show, TJ.
On tracks now. We're on track finally.
That's right. We're on track. So,
but anyways, so
and no
interesting.
And handlebars like a bicycle.
Oh, okay.
So
no steering wheel like
like
a off road ATV. Cool. Any more information coming in?
No.
I'm just
looking around. That's all. Just
cool.
Thanks for ruining the show, TJ. No,
he helped us. So, you know, everybody that chimes in helps, and we appreciate that.
Yes, in one way or the other.
Speaking of appreciation, one of the things we do as thebombernation.com and onwheelsnow.com is the Racers Barbecue.
That's right.
February 9th, which is a Sunday, so it's earlier in the month than we wanted, but we did it for a reason, and then we did it because of that for you guys. It doesn't fall on Daytona, it doesn't fall on a Havasu weekend race, and it doesn't fall on the big NASCAR weekend out at the LVMS, so it's the only open date that... we think that you guys will be available. So February 9th, it's a Sunday. We'll be coming out. I'll have a flyer up here pretty quick, and then you'll be bombarded with that up until the day.
That's right.
The week of the...
Yep, the week before.
The week, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The Tuesday just before.
That's right.
So a lot of...
Everybody is invited.
Yep. You know, a lot of you guys that have been coming in the past, we want to thank you guys. And I can't believe, what is this, our sixth year?
Annual. And I found that out. It is our sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah. I thought it was the fifth, but somebody reminded me it was the sixth.
Coming up, we've done 5 years already.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that? When we first talked about that, we're like, hey, this can be our, you know, we're going to do an annual thing just, you know, to kick off the race season for everybody. Kind of just, you know, let people get together and, you know, have a good time. And it's been
there's
coming up to 6 years.
Plenty of seating out there. So,
yeah. And we've been fortunate enough to continue having the same space every year for six years.
Bristol Cone.
Yep. Out at Sunset Park. If you haven't been to Sunset Park, check it out. It's a really, really cool park. If you haven't been there, they have a little bit of everything for everybody. Where we're located, the space at the Bristol Cone that you're talking about, if you haven't been there, is located right next to the playground for the kids, right next to the bathroom. So if you're
don't have to
go very far. We usually have a volleyball net right there.
Yep.
If you want to bring, you know, some volleyball and stuff.
Yep.
There's a horseshoe pit right next to us. You want
two
to see some horseshoe? Two of
cool.
them, actually. Yep. That's right. Two of them. There's open space right there if you want to throw toss around a football or frisbee or something like that. It's real close. There's also the lake, the little man-made lake there. There's a lot of ducks you can feed.
Geese, ducks.
Yeah, geese, yeah, whatever out there. They could attack you, but I don't know.
That's right. Feed you better feed them. They won't attack you if you feed them.
Same thing with Gary. If you give him a beer, he won't attack
you. That's right.
So make sure you toss him something.
Unfortunately, no glass bottles.
That's right. Beer is okay.
Yep.
Bring your own beer.
Yep.
So it's BYOB.
And you better bring me one.
And, yep, BYOG.
That's right.
Bring your own beer and bring one for Gary.
That's right.
Whatever that comes out to.
Yeah.
But no glass bottles. And we usually have plenty of water. Sometimes we have some sodas.
We'll have some water and some sodas out there.
And then, we always have burgers, hot dogs.
We'll have chili, chips.
Oh, man, that's right. Chili and cheese.
Yep. Nacho cheese.
Makes nachos.
Yep.
And then was it last year for the first time you did the bacon wrapped, or was it the year before that?
I think it was the year before.
So, a couple years now, the bacon wrapped, whatever you want, on bacon wrapped burgers if you want.
Yep. We're going to have bacon wrapped hot dogs.
If you want to wrap your anything with it and throw it on the grill.
And I was just thinking earlier today that I will cook some extra bacon so you can put it on a burger if you want.
Oh, there you go.
Cheeseburger, bacon.
Bacon
cheeseburger. There you go.
What barbecue sauce you can make?
Oh, I'll have barbecue sauce. I don't care. I'll have
ketchup,
that too.
With salad stuff.
Yeah, macaroni salad,
or macaroni
and
salad,
potato
and salad.
Salad.
And then all the regular fixings for your burgers.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
Yeah. We always have a lot of extra tomatoes. Maybe we don't bring as many tomatoes this year.
We have Dave asking if anybody's invited.
Anybody.
Dave, you're all invited.
Wait, depends on which Dave.
It don't matter. I don't care. Dave, you're invited.
I'm just kidding. I don't know who. Yes.
It's for the racers.
Yep. Exactly.
Bring your neighbors. It don't matter.
Well, exactly. If they don't know what the racing community is about.
Yep.
Bring them out. There'll be plenty of people to talk to. If you want to have a neighbor or a friend that wants to get into it and they want to talk to some people about different divisions, we'll have all different people in and out of there. And usually we have it all day long, so it's usually not like one big group of people at one time.
They float in and out.
People come in, and we encourage that. If you want to just pop in with your family, have some food, walk around the park, enjoy a day at the park, and then come back, have some more food or something. Please do. We want to see your face there.
Yep. And I'm sure, Dave, I'm sure there's somebody there that you're going to know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to come hang out all day, that's okay.
That's
too.
Right. Yep.
You can sit there.
There'll be a great big banner that says Racers Barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. You won't be able to miss it. We'll be posting the exact location stuff if you're not familiar with the park. But it's right there on Eastern and Sunset. And again, we'll be posting the
location. And you've had a map in the past, which if you go south on Eastern from Sunset, it's the first left turn into the park. And if you go straight, you'll have to turn, but you'll see the
There's a little
roundabout. Yep.
Roundabout there that you'll basically run right into us if you look straight ahead.
Yep. If you went straight ahead, you would run right into us.
Yep.
There'll be a map on the flyer.
Right. And then you also usually bring your cornhole.
Yep. Cornhole board.
So I'm not a cornholer, but many of you are.
Yep. You can get a game going. Matt, you're invited. You're sitting there quiet. What's making you hungry already?
I'm starving.
Yeah, come on, and hang out all day.
Yeah.
If you come early enough, you can actually help Gary unload everything.
Yeah.
Hold
on. Gary gets there about 6:30 in the morning, so, and he leaves at about 6 o'clock at night.
Or later.
later. So, come help.
Okay. Yeah, if you want. Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to. You
just come eat.
That's
okay.
Right. Come eat.
I'll be there.
We'll bring your
family.
Your family.
Wear the colors.
Wow.
Well, look at that.
I'll rep the colors.
There you go, man. We're going to have some color wars there.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you guys want to get any kind of game going, whether it's volleyball, football, soccer, whatever you think of something, you want to try to put something together, you know, let us know. We'll have skid plates against super late
super
model
late
guys.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Dirt against asphalt guys.
That's right.
Whatever. Now, it'll be a good time. Just pop in, bring you know, come spend time at the park, bring your family. And your...
I had seen Mark Dobb popped on here. I don't see him anymore,
okay.
But I'd seen him. Hey, Mark, if you're listening, you're invited. Bring...
Pass it along to the guys out in Pahrump if they haven't heard yet. So
if I don't see him anymore, but bring your team out, Mark. Will
Chad invited?
Chad's invited. Hell yeah, Chad's invited.
Tim invited?
Tim Ricker's even invited. Hey.
Everybody's invited.
Everybody is invited.
So we don't discriminate.
That's right. Hey.
You know,
guess what? And you can set your feelings aside for somebody for
right.
one day and come and
exactly.
enjoy.
You know, and like you said, there's plenty of tables there. If you even if there is somebody you don't specifically want to hang out with, there's plenty of open tables that are spread out. I want to say there's at least 15 plus picnic tables there, and it's spread out. And you don't even have to sit on the picnic table. You could throw a
blanket
out, or something on
the grass. Grass
you know, so, yeah. It's
February 9th.
Yep, February 9th. And that is confirmed, by the way.
February
9th.
I'm in.
Yep. So
I'm going to start shopping February 10th.
So put it on your calendars, and
right.
again, we'll definitely be reminding everyone.
Yep, and watch for the banner. We'll be coming up here.
Yep,
next week or
pretty,
two.
Yeah, probably by next Tuesday. You know, it's that thing that's the most precious in the world, and that's time. That's hard to find.
Yeah,
you know. So as soon as that becomes available. Those are, you know, the flyer will come into play.
Get up early in the morning and start it.
The early bird catches the worm, is that what they say?
Yeah. Bacon wrapped worm.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, if you know, and speaking of that, if you want to bring your own worms to cook, Gary
that's
will
right.
cook it for you. There's been times where, you know, if you are on a diet or something, you want to bring a veggie burger or fish,
something,
you know, something different, you want Gary to cook it, bring it, and you'll throw it on the grill.
I'll throw it right out there.
You got some something like that.
And we'll even put your name on it.
On the Tate New Grill.
So.
Yeah, as you said, if there's something special
as
you want
to cook. Safe to cook. We'll, Gary will cook it. We'll put that. We'll cook anything. We'll cook almost anything. So. Yeah, well, we're going to be talking a lot about it up until that date because we want you guys to check it out and ask somebody about it.
Oh, and you're even invited.
I don't know who you are, but
you're invited.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And also, yes, everybody, even Michael Miller.
Michael Miller, well, I don't know. I got a bone to pick with him.
Okay.
He's failing on our our
he's supposed to be our
Booking agent,
yeah.
And he's failing.
Come on, Michael Miller.
Well, at the barbecue, we can have a sign-up list, and if anyone wants to come on to the show, put their name on the list.
There you go. He wants to work people. He wants to put everybody to work. But that's a good idea, you know. Hey, you can do that.
Hey. Yep.
So talk about time flying. February 19th will be my one-year anniversary here on the show.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It has been about that, huh? Is that crazy?
Yeah.
See, and that's the same thing. That,
yeah, because
like,
it was right after the barbecue.
Yeah.
So, right before.
After, because I think last year we did it early, too. Right?
No, I think we did
it
in the middle.
20, I don't remember. But
yeah.
But either way, so it was probably after, huh?
I'd look through the back things, and the first video was February 19th.
Yeah, I know it's roughly because we wanted to start in January, and we just weren't
pushed
there
it yet.
Yeah, so then Matt came along. Thank you, by the way. And I can't see and that how that time goes quick. I mean, just like this is the barbecue itself. You know, going on to our sixth year of doing it. It's just crazy to me because it seems like yesterday we decided to do this.
Yep.
you know, same with the show, you know, you just do it and it's a year later, you know. That's nuts. Wow. Well, happy anniversary.
We're not there yet.
Almost. Happy anniversary coming up. We hope you make it there. You know, because it's crazy how quick that stuff comes up, you know. That's crazy. Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun, don't it?
Time flies when you're getting old.
I'm getting younger. You know how it's like.
Only Michael's getting younger. Well, everybody else is getting older.
You know
older.
How they show, like, I've seen it on different shows. So, like, there's a timeline, like, you start off as a baby and you grow. And then as you get older, you kind of get back to where you're like a baby. Somebody's got to take care of you. All this crap.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Yeah, so, so we're all getting younger. Were you almost a baby again? I know that's stupid. But.
I'm 30s on the inside. I know I'm not 20. I'm on the inside. I know I'm not in my 20s. Probably mid to late 30s, but my body's not having it.
That's funny because your mind, you know,
I understand.
You start thinking, I'm still the same person I was when I was in high school, you know, or whenever, you know, I'm still that guy. But your body don't look like that guy. Man. I said I'm high school. I went back further than you, in my 20s.
I find myself making noises getting in and out of the car now.
you don't even know what you like. Was that me grunting? I feel myself just grunting, walking across the room or something. Until I get it moving, I'm like, okay, I'm mobile again.
I've never felt that part hurt.
Right? Exactly. When did I strain that muscle?
Where you have to warm up your body and your car?
Uh-huh. No, well, I turn the heaters on in my car and then I remote start them, let them run for 10 minutes, and then get in. Run from the house to the car.
If it wasn't for the heated seats in my truck, I'd be in trouble. It's like having a heating pad all day.
Oh. I don't drive that new of vehicles. I drive older ones.
It's 2004.
You know,
I drive vehicles with manual cranks on the windows.
So do I. It doesn't get that cold here. Come on, guys.
I don't know about you, but the last two nights it has been cold.
Well, I know it was like 34 the other night, 37 this morning. It's warming up. It's a warming trend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a warming trend. It's
mine is
cold
new enough.
Trim.
Mine is new enough that it has a little screen, the digital LED thing.
Yeah.
And I'll get in the morning and it goes, ice possible.
Hey!
Then the temperature takes 28.
Right? Well, ours was, when we were in Indy,
we're going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Tell us all kinds of stuff.
You hear the dashboard's making all kinds of racket, and I'm going, Michael, what the hell's this car doing? And it says, by the way, it's snowing, and it says possible ice.
Yeah, it's warning us, hey, possible ice.
ABS system activated.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It even knew when Gary needed to pull over to take a rest.
Oh, yes,
to get coffee.
Did.
So maybe you should go get coffee.
We took a 3.5-hour trip down to Kentucky when we were there in Indy. And I don't know what, every 10 or 15 miles it was telling, pull over and rest, pull over. Like, it's the middle of the afternoon. What the hell you mean pull over and rest?
We're trying to see if there's some reason for it. Like, maybe if he swerved or, I don't know, something, caused it. But
what was that? That was a 20?
It was a brand new. 20,
yeah, 20 Hyundai.
Yeah, Kona, Hyundai Kona.
Kona. It can get up and go on the highway.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was saying pull over and rest.
Right. But, yeah, it's funny you brought that up because, that thing was telling us to do all kinds of things.
That we didn't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't the boss of me. I did what I wanted to.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think I already told this, but when we rented the car, one of the things they gave us was the brush with the scraper. I was like, yeah, what do we ever need one of these? Put it down. Sure enough, like, hey, where's that scraper at, man? We need to brush this thing off, But
I still say We get out of the car to go to the restaurant, and I'm like, hey, Michael, why are all these cars with their windshield wipers
the antennas
sticking
off?
Up?
You know how, like, when you wash a car, like, they'll put them up to keep them off the windshields like that?
And exactly that,
yeah.
To keep them from
off
freezing to the windshield.
Well, when I turned the windshield wipers on and they went up once
what?
And went back down,
didn't move after that.
Michael
knew.
Said, where's that scraper? Let's scrape some of this off.
Hey,
I don't play in the snow yet. So.
Now, look at that cold. Was that cold compared to this cold?
Oh, no. This is cold.
See, it's
that
funny
because
that's snow coming down, but 20, and it's about 25 degrees at the time versus
34
degrees here. It just seems like a different cold.
But the snow is an insulator.
Right,
yeah,
and that's part of it.
You get that feeling.
Yeah,
of
and there wasn't like wind or anything like that.
No,
it's just.
No, especially.
And this is at night versus like a morning or something like that.
And then you have that quietness because it's. Have all that insulation where just you're out there and it feels quiet.
We almost went out and made snow angels.
That's right. You walk out of your hotel room and the ice or the snow is 4 inches thick on the top of your car. You're like,
Right. We got to drive in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
then at 3 o'clock.
It's
right.
Bad.
Three, they come with the plow in the parking lot. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
If I have to be up, you have to be up.
Good make sure of that.
Oh, yeah. But it is interesting to see they were plowing the parking lot of the hotel room.
Yeah.
Of the hotel.
Well, just like here, how we have the towing companies, you know, go for contracts of all the small malls and all the places here. Back there, the towing companies are usually the plow companies also.
No, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
They have the attachment on the front, and then when it snows, they just toss on the plows from the yard.
A little extra cash, huh?
Hmm. I got to remember that if I ever move back.
Then. Yeah, exactly. Towing and plowing. Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, my neighbor, their daughter, the guy that she married, owned a trucking company, big semi-trucks. They did, you know, small run Midwest. And, he mounted a plow onto the front of the semi-truck and one applied for the contract of O'Hare Airport and actually got the contract.
Oh, wow.
So then that allowed him to buy 4 more trucks.
Nice.
So then he had the winter contracts, but then during the summer, he had 4 more trucks on the road.
For towing,
Cool. Pretty smart.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Just like, you know. Back there, that was your cutting the grass money. If you had a pickup truck, you tossed a plow on it, and you found somewhere to plow
go
for
plow
$20.
Some parking lots or something.
Yeah. Pull up to a small business, and you're like, I'll clear this out, $20.
Right.
And you're like, because you're sitting in the heat. You know, you got the manual controls.
Right. Our luck, you hit like a water line or something, be like frozen, sculpture after you're done.
Yeah.
20 foot tall.
That would be my look.
When we were younger, there wasn't a lot of in-ground sprinkler heads unless you were in fancy neighborhoods.
Hmm.
You just took the hose out to the middle of your lawn. You had one of those things.
Made your own ice.
You got
icicle.
Enough rain and enough snow that you got enough water.
That's funny.
You wouldn't really drought until August.
These are all reasons why I like living in Las Vegas, by the way. I don't live back east for those reasons. So I don't have to plow. If I want to play in the ice, I'll just get some ice cubes out of my freezer.
Go to Mount Charles.
Or to Mount Charles. I wouldn't even do that.
Hey, they got a pretty good restaurant at the top of that.
Yep. Can you even get to it nowadays? How many people go there?
It's been many years since I've been up there.
Me too.
But they got a hell of a pizza up there.
Really?
Tell you. Oh, yeah.
At the lodge?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty good.
What makes it good?
Sitting out there watching the snow. It's a good pizza.
So it's best to eat it when it's snowing.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's summer, it's not a good pizza.
When it, only in the winter is a good pizza.
But that's part of it is the experience of that pizza, like watching the snow, sitting down.
No, you only go up there after it had snowed.
Okay.
So you can get to it.
Yeah, if you go up during the snow, you need to check the weather report because they'll announce when you need chains.
Right. This last time, that's the reason
I'll just take my monster truck. It's
there
okay.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Don't need change.
Don't need change.
You know, I saw that they closed down some of the roads because there's so many people trying to get up there. You know.
Yeah, just this last winter,
snowfall,
Lee Canyon Road or something was closed because of too many people right around New Year's.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's why I don't go up there.
Can't get there. I get turned around halfway up.
Can't get there.
Well, because it's a two-lane highway, so I assume they do it for safety.
Right.
Because you really can't get emergency vehicles through if you have to.
Just plow through.
Uh-huh. Just plow through.
Push them off to the side. Yeah, those plows move, just turn them like angled so it pushes everybody out of the way. Oh, well, yeah. That's pretty bad.
Oh, I've seen some plow accidents.
Oh, I can imagine. Sometimes they plow stuff they can't see.
Well, yeah, because you go and they build that little tiny wall, and if the wall gets too high, if it's a small car,
you just
the
don't
wall's
know.
Right up next to the car, and they just
like
following
a,
the
like
wall.
Like a smart car or something?
take off the,
if you own
cars.
A smart car back east, something's wrong with you.
Didn't have smart cars when I was younger. You're I'm talking like Fiats.
Oh.
You
know. Right. But that would be sucky if you walked out and like, my car's damaged and it's buried under snow.
We still got almost 25 minutes left in the show and Kevin Terrell clocked in. What the hell?
Welcome, Kevin. We're still waiting for you, by the way. You said you're going to be here for us every Tuesday.
That's right. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. That's what Michael Miller said when he was booking you.
That's right. Except when you're back east, I guess. We'll let you get away with
that. Or in California.
We'll let you get away with that.
Or Arizona. Or flying.
Yeah. But we'll GPS you so we'll know
that's
when
you're
really out of town or not.
That's right. And not sitting on your couch.
So we put tracking software like Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Like when you check Santa Claus?
We'll track Kevin Terrell like Santa Claus.
Yeah, we'll be our NORAD. We're tracking Kevin Terrell.
That's right. You can track Kevin Terrell, too. Just log in right here.
Well, my brother, as long as we can tag him, I'll ask my brother if we can track him. Yeah. He actually works for, I think it's NORAD. It's the weather, whatever the weather tracking is back there. So watch out, Kevin. We got our eyes on you.
We haven't got no offer. We haven't got no offers in 2020.
Right.
He says, hey, you kept getting offers. I haven't got no offer in 2020. It's a new year. It's a new Kevin Terrell. He's here early.
Hey. All right. We'll give him a break. Come on. We don't want to give you too hard a time. So thanks for popping in.
Yeah.
It better late than never. So we thank you for that. Real quick, what is this?
I can't tell
what
you.
What is this? I want to eat it, but I don't want to eat it.
Eat
I don't want to eat it. I don't know what it is.
You have one, you'll have the whole.
What is it?
Cinnamon?
No. What is it?
It is called crack corn.
Oh, it's crack. Are you trying to get me on crack? Do I smoke it or do I eat it?
You eat it. My sister in Texas, which I had seen her log in earlier, had made that.
Well,
you better eat it.
Let me tell you, it looks really appetizing, and I want to eat it, but
eat some.
I don't know what it is. So
I just told you.
But now
it's
know.
It's popcorn.
So I'm going to eat it.
It's popcorn.
So, Matt, you got to eat some too.
We got a whole bowl in there, so don't be scared.
We're going to crunch for you guys.
Don't be scared.
Oh, you're right. Once you eat it, you can't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. It's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Why do you think there's still a whole bowl in there? Because if I started eating it, I would have ate the whole bowl.
I can't. But
oh, yeah,
will. It might disappear before we leave. That's really good stuff. It's crack.
That's right.
I don't know about the corn part, but it's crack.
It's called crack corn for a reason.
Yeah, it is.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So tell her that's really good stuff.
She was logged in here. I don't know. I don't know where she is anymore. I don't see her, so... Oh, well.
Well, thanks. It looks like it's going to disappear pretty quick.
Yep.
So.
Good. I'll wash the bowl and send it back to her.
Oh, she even gave you the Tupperware that went along
That's
with it.
That's right. Well, from the Tupperware salesman.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that guy.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. scary.
Kevin says, I thought Pat was going to be on tonight.
I know. We,
So did we.
Yeah, so did we. Unfortunately, for all of us, Pat didn't feel well, so he didn't make it. We didn't know till earlier, you know, not too long ago, but earlier today. So
it's because at 55 degrees is feeling warm, and I find myself taking off my jacket also. So, yeah, I know people are going to get sick.
It's still flu season, and so I'm not saying that's what Pat has. I don't know what's wrong with Pat. He just said he wasn't feeling well, but yeah, you know, when you're out there shaking hands and all that, be aware. There's still, I mean, I think recovering. Indy kicked my butt. I mean, I don't know what Indianapolis has out there, but they gave it to me.
Oh yeah, Indy.
Yeah,
he wasn't. I don't think it was Indy.
Oh man, they
is what I you. Think it was. Was too many trips to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh no, can't.
I think that was the problem.
Can't have enough trips to Dunkin'.
He's a VIP. They wouldn't do that.
Oh no, he's bigger than the VIP.
I wish
at Dunkin' Donuts. Trust me. Hey, let me tell you this. You know how when you're on a plane, you land and then the seats in front of you, they, you know, they kind of all file out, you know, one
right.
seat at a time type thing, you know, so everybody on the plane's not mad rushing to the
kind of like
to
how
the
you're
door.
Supposed to merge when the lane. Yeah.
Yes, kind of like that. Exactly.
But usually doesn't happen.
So we're sitting there ready to get off the plane. And I look over, and Mike says, 12 miles away. We wasn't even standing up out of our seats. And I'm like, Mike, is the hotel 12 miles
nope.
away? What the hell? He said, no. The Dunkin' Donuts is.
That's right.
I'm like, we don't even have the rental car. What if the rental car's not here yet? Oh, I know exactly where we're going.
That's okay, I knew. We'll look for the hotel after we get to Dunkin'.
My Uber driver says that he can have me there in 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
If we can't get the rental, we're going to get the Uber.
That's right.
All right, yeah, this is great.
Yep. So,
and then we went to this Dunkin' Donuts that I was instructed to drive to. And then
thanks,
he says,
Google Maps.
He says, okay, let's go to the hotel room. So we go to the hotel, and there's one 3 miles down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but see, I didn't know that because it was the closest one to our current location,
yeah.
which was on the airplane. And then that one obviously popped up later, which
but that was
worked out.
That was 9 miles that it wasn't in his belly.
You know,
nine. It was like 14.
So. And just to be clear, I didn't book the hotel based off the location of the Dunkin'.
Yeah, he did.
But there happened
I don't
to be
believe
one,
it.
But there happened to be one just down there about a couple miles away, right around the corner. So
Dunkin' Donuts near me.
Uh-huh.
White Castle near
and,
me.
And to be honest with you, we happened to trip over that one.
Right.
We were headed to Walmart.
Yes, that's right.
And then we saw a Walgreens and we said, And then he said, hey, look, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. So I pull into the Dunkin' Donuts, and I say, hey, look, there's a
White Castle.
Yep. So
we were both happy.
That's right. So we happened to trip over both of them because we were headed to the Walmart that said
right.
the closest Walmart was, what, 8 miles
yeah.
away or something. But anyway, we were going to the Walmart, and we saw Walgreens. Then we saw the Dunkin' Donuts, and right behind the Dunkin' Donuts was
yep.
the White Castle.
White Castle.
Well, we only had that one time while we were there.
Yeah, we did, huh? Well, you know
what?
We tried different things
yeah.
every night, actually. So tried out some local stuff there. And
yeah. We went, what was it, about 3.5 hour drive down to on the other side of Louisville, Kentucky.
My first Bojangles experience.
Yes.
So
you ain't
really
going
to
tell me it wasn't bad.
Oh, no. It was really good. It was worth the drive. Whether it was driving... what, 3 some hours to go to Bojangles, or if it was a scenic drive and we happened to end up at Bojangles. It was good either way.
Yeah.
So it was worth the drive. I've never heard of it till you.
Yeah.
You were talking about it. So
I remember doing it when we were younger.
Yeah. I recommend Bojangles back east to anybody that's going back there.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Yeah,
I like it. It's good. Then we stopped in downtown Louisville on the way back.
Yeah. Went to downtown Louisville. Had to pop into the Hard Rock there. So.
And it was cold walking.
It was cold.
It was cold. But, as I said to Michael, hey, when's the next time you think you're going to be here in downtown Louisville?
That's right.
You don't know, so let's just get out and walk it.
Yep. I'm not one for walking that much. But
yeah,
you don't
realize how close stuff is when you're in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Here, it's 6 hours to Salt Lake,
right.
And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we probably could have drove 3 hours the other direction and end up, close to the coast or something. Everything's close by.
Chicago to New York, I think, is only like 15 hours, 16
right.
hours.
Yeah, I mean, even like where we were, everything just, that's that, close hub where we could have went anywhere.
Either direction.
So.
But yeah, when I was younger, my mother was into baseball. So what we would do is we would see the home game of either the Cubs or the White Sox. And then they'd do a back-to-back with Cincinnati or Cleveland. So we'd watch the game and then drive and then go see the game the next day Cincinnati or Cleveland.
No, and then that kind of goes back to like the racing back there. That's why then the people that race in those areas get a lot of racing in, because they got Thursday night races. They get Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night races sometimes, so they can travel within hours and catch
multiple tracks,
within a week even, So that part would be really fun. I mean, and speaking of that, we did go to like Indianapolis Motor Speedway there.
Yep.
Interesting, really old track. It's obviously been around a long time.
We took that tour.
Yep.
Froze our ass off, but hey, it was worth
it.
It
was worth it,
yeah.
And we've seen pictures of other people that went out there that actually did the tour also.
Yeah.
But we have our own pictures. I thought I lost ours, but I never sent any pictures, did I? I need to send the ones I had.
Yeah.
So.
I got some too.
Okay, yeah. But anyways, I thought I lost my phone, but ended up recovering it, so... That was good. But anyways, going back to the races back then.
Anybody got a log chain? Because he needs it on that
I do. Man. But going back to the racing back there, that's what's, there's why probably there's so much of that. Because you get any direction, you can find a mostly dirt tracks back there. But there are some asphalt races.
Plus also, people are more courteous to people driving with trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike here, where they'll cut your butt off in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and that's the problem with us here is there's just such a mix of people from all over. So, you don't really know how different people are going to react. And, it's just like us racing on the racetrack. You get the nicest guy off the track, and you get him on the racetrack, he's a demon on wheels. It's the same thing with these people.
Right.
Sometimes they're on vacation, they come to Vegas, and they're just out of their mind driving around and, just crazy. But speaking of driving and LVMS and all that, the LVMS has some races coming up in February, so keep that in mind. Go to lvms.com and check it out. They have all kinds of races happening. And one thing that's interesting that you brought up on the Bullring schedule is the division that I've never seen before. And that was the Pro Late Models?
Pro Late Models, I'm sorry, yes.
It's something that I didn't notice or seen early on when they first came out with the schedule, but it's something that you brought up. It's a new division. That's a NASCAR-sanctioned division. If you guys want to tell us more about that, if we don't have time this week, we'll absolutely talk more about it next week.
Because we don't know what the Pro Late Models are.
So. Obviously, the rules are posted and stuff, and if you know more about it and want to talk about it, that's something you guys are going to go race in or something and let us know about it. That's something that you've heard about or been involved with, or somebody mentioned it to you or anything like that. Let us know. I mean, it's an interesting addition to the local racing out at LVMS Bullring. You know, and I'm assuming, and I don't know this, but you know, with you know, Tim works close with other tracks, and one of the tracks that he works close with is Havasu with Bill down there, and they've helped kind of cross the 602 modified some of those races, and I'm assuming this is kind of along the same lines with the late models that Bill races down in Havasu. They always have a huge turnout, and I don't know, and this is just assumption that maybe some of that is a cross between what Bill does down there with his late model division, kind of opening it up and maybe allowing those guys to be able to race locally here or something like that. Just a thought. If you know more about it, want to talk about the pro late models NASCAR sanctioned division out at LVMS Bullring, well, let us know. It's interesting, and I'm glad you saw that, because I just look at the schedule and I see the same stuff that you're used to for all these years. You know, you don't expect, I mean, it's been a long time since there's been a change to the local divisions. I mean, last time I remember is the Chargers going to the Super Stocks, maybe, you know, before that, you know, they had the Outlaw Stocks and they were, you know, turned into something else. And, you know, it's just, you know, that's been a long time. Yep. So,
and don't forget, March 14th, the late model truck series
for us, for the late model truck series opening date for us, different opening date for the local NASCAR sanctioned division. So you want to go to LVMS.com and click on the Bullring link and look at the schedule there. But for the late model truck series, keep posted. You know, we work with a lot of different tracks, so it's hard to come out with the schedules as early as we'd like. You know, obviously we like to come out with them in December if we could, but we work with so many different tracks that, you know, we have to wait for these pieces to fall into place. You know, so bear with us, you know, as we get things in concrete, we will put them out as they go. But, you know, be patient. You know, we wish it could all be done by December also, trust me. But confirmed dates, yes, our opening date, March 14th at the Bullring for the Late Model Truck Series. You can go to lmtstruck.com or latemodeltruckseries.com. Also, second race out in Havasu, April 11th.
Yep.
Bring your Easter Bunny ears. Right?
That's right.
It is.
Bring candy for me.
Yeah, bring candy. Well, you know what? And they do usually do that when the Easter races fall in, is they usually do, you know, bring candy for the kids, and sometimes they have like a bunny rabbit walking around there.
I mean, that's my girl.
Yeah, it could be a girl, you know, it could be a girl bunny. But bring some candy when you come down there to the April race during the intermission. They usually have about a 30-40 minute autograph session.
Yep.
That a lot of kids come down and pass out some candy, have your hero card signed and all that. But that's for the Late Model Truck Series, March 14th, first race, second race in Havasu on the
April
Easter weekend,
11th.
April 11th. So,
and we're working on more,
but
it's just...
Yep. We'll keep you posted. So, again, it's going to be another great schedule, and we're looking forward to it. It's a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun coming up. So, and we'll, you know, we'll keep you posted as more of that stuff falls into place. But before that, obviously the racers barbecues, so you guys can unwind before all that happens.
Before all this late model truck series stuff kicks off.
Yeah, we're working, especially Gary. You know, we're all working hard every day, aside from our day jobs, to make sure these things happen. I mean, there's so many behind the scenes things that you can only imagine. You know. That we do to make things happen for the rest of the year. So thanks for you guys' patience with us if you're going to be involved with the series or even follow us in the series. If you do want to find out more, get a hold of Gary.
Yeah. Here.
Get a hold of Gary. So no, and get a hold of any of us. So seriously, we'll keep you informed. And it's a lot of fun. It's a It's a great series for young drivers wanting to get noticed. We got the great partnership with LV.net that we've been talking about last year. We have some really cool things happening this coming up for your young driver, even your just for your team in general. If you're a late model truck series team, we want to make sure you get the exposure that you are looking for your sponsors and all that. And that's what it's about, is trying to get it as easy as possible for you to race. So if you can get sponsorship money and we can help you get that, then we'll do what we can for you as a late model truck series team. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, that's it.
If anyone's into drag racing, Midnight Mayhem starts this Friday.
Oh, see, I was just thinking about it. Just ended in December, I thought, but it actually starts when?
The first race is
Midnight Mayhem. If you're not sure what that is, go to LVMS.com, click on
the strip
link, and Midnight Mayhem is to
January 17th.
Wow,
this Friday.
I might be there. I don't get a chance to go check out Midnight Mayhem that often. It helps keep, you know, street racers off the street, gives you somewhere safe to race your street car. Of course, you have to have, they do have some rules in place. You have to have a registered, insured vehicle.
You have to drive the car to the track.
Right, can't be trailered.
Has to be registered.
Oh, man, I was going to trailer my work van.
And they used to have, obviously, the strip at the LVMS Speedway is a four-lane, and I'm wondering, do they do all four? Have you been to it?
I haven't been out there since they changed it.
In the past, they've done two lanes, so it takes time. You know, you get a whole line of cars. You know,
right.
Sometimes it's hard to pick if you want to race somebody. Obviously, you're racing against time, typically, but if you want to go head-to-head with somebody, you got to kind of wait and let some people
pass. I would guess that they run all four.
You have to keep the night going smooth. So, be interesting.
Now,
I've never seen the four-lane.
Now, it does say Midnight Mayhem.
Okay.
Gates open at 5, racing starts at 6.
Okay. And it goes it usually goes till midnight. That's why it's called Midnight Mayhem. So, but
yeah, says gates open at 5 p.m.
Cool.
Racing starts at 6.
Cool.
So if you get the urge, just gun it, go down,
Gary,
get a couple bucks, and
can I borrow your van this Friday?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I just want to borrow it. Okay. Don't ask me where I'm going to be, but we can borrow your van this Friday.
We talked about this, a work vehicle headed
right?
out.
Chevy? Ford.
There you go.
I'm sure we can get some of the other racers to jump in on this, too.
Work vehicles only.
That's
work
right.
It
only.
Must have a logo on it.
Yes.
And your boss cannot know about it.
That's right.
Unless your boss is actually racing. Right?
Yeah. And you can't rat them out.
Yeah, we won't rat you out either. But no.
That's right.
That would be
tell
fun.
My boss, hopefully he'll fire me.
You're fired, right? We're both fired.
That's right.
We'll have to fire ourselves.
Zero and James can take over for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
can you believe that? Our life is 90 seconds away from being further along.
That's right.
We are now 60 minutes closer to the racers' barbecue.
That's right.
That's right.
The positive way to look at it. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Sorry, Pat couldn't be here. I hope you feel better. We don't know when he'll be back in. Kevin Terrell will be waiting for you.
That's right. And,
so,
and I want to see some of these invitations.
That's right. And thanks for joining us. We'll be live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. We'll keep you posted with all the great stuff.
We may have a guest. Don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
See what Michael Miller says.
Michael Miller does. So. Either way, we'll be here.
That's right.
See you then. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.